Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would you be so kind to help me out?
What do you need?
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
No, I'm voting.
Okay.
Voting.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race, white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay. And what is your age?
61.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country that is headed in?
I am very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, protecting voting rights and democracy from a 0 to 10.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Protecting voting rights and democracy. How important is it to you from 10 being most important, 5 being somewhat, and 0 being not at all important?
I could say somewhat, because we have a pretty good thing in place now.
Okay, perfect. And banning tobacco products for adults?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm sorry. No, that is not something important.
Okay.
So they're adults. They make it. We'll smoke anyway.
Okay. No problem. And improving K-12 education?
Yes, that's very important.
Would you say a 10?
Yes, 10.
Okay. And making college more affordable?
A 10.
Okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Somewhat important, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, okay, Joe Biden. From a 100 to 0.
Oh, 80.
80. Republicans
that's
and Congress.
80 is better, huh? 80 is better, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Like 80 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. That's a 100. Okay?
Yeah, 80.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
50.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Banning different tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10?
1.
Okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use?
5.
Okay. And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
8.
Okay. Thank you so much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Someone support.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your community, to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
It might be more harm because then they'll find something else to smoke.
Okay, you're absolutely okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Oh, no. Other issues are more important right now.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition? On an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or opposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and preventing education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
Yeah, harm reduction is the best.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now I'd like to read you some of these, some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
It's somewhat concerning.
Okay, and loss of 10,000 of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
I'm more concerned.
Very concerned, right?
Yes, very concerned.
Perfect. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential of ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 to 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree, somewhat agree, or not agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Would you say strongly agree, like from a 0 to 10? Would you say a 10?
No, because I mean, it's just regarding this. So, yeah, strongly agree, but I'm saying that this isn't the most important thing, right, that they should
okay.
be addressing, but it's asking a different question. It's not that.
Okay.
They're just asking how you feel, correct? So it would be like a strongly agree.
Okay. Perfect. And America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers are legal and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantages community should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10, what would you say?
But the question is asking, like, if they ban marijuana, it's going to make
okay.
it worse?
It says, like, America, let me read it again, okay? America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occur because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you strongly agree 100%. With that?
100%. Yeah,
okay.
I strongly agree.
All right. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or drug addiction. Other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Yeah, that's correct. They should. They need
strong,
to help.
Strongly
yeah,
agree.
Strongly
right?
agree.
Okay.
Yes.
And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
If they're over 21, I mean, they're... Yeah. So,
so would you like...
So I would be opposing that they
okay.
banned it, right? Yeah.
Would you say
I
somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I guess I would say strongly oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strong support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
It's strongly opposed because then they're going to find something else to smoke.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm, to your community, to your own community. Much
it's
more.
It's
going to
bring more harm.
More harm. Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, have no impact.
Is a politician you're saying wants to support the banning? Is that what you're saying?
A federal office, a candidate for federal office, okay, who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults.
I wouldn't vote for him. I mean, I would. I that's not an important issue for him to be.
Okay, so would it have impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Yes.
Would it be much more willing? Or somewhat more willing? Much more willing, right? It would have an impact?
Yes, it would have an impact.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda or pop?
No.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Okay. Wine?
Because I don't want, I hate those products.
Okay.
I don't drink soda. It's got too much sugar. I hate cigarettes.
Okay.
I just like people, that, I mean, I don't like to be around smoke, but I mean, if people are, if you ban it, they're going to go find something else to smoke, and that could be worse.
Okay. And have you heat not burned tobacco products in the
I'm
past
sorry?
30 days? In the past 30 days,
no.
Have you, okay, smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Beer?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Pot tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
No. Coffee, yes. I've had coffee.
Okay. And cigars?
No.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'm a working class.
Okay. And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Okay. Applies respondent, applies household, or does not apply?
No.
Okay.
Does not apply.
Does not apply. And how would you best describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
You said urban, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're almost done. And this is like the last, these are the last questions. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And thank you so much for you participating, okay? You've been so great. I want to thank you so much, and you have a wonderful night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.